This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all can be better, and whether that's me and the coaching staff and Drake and Will and everybody that you asked about. Like that's the attitude that we're going to take. That's the belief that we're going to take. We're disappointed, but we can't sit there and hold on to it too long. We got to go on the road, and we got to play a division opponent, and we got to embrace moving on.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Good afternoon, and welcome to WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens.
Is this the Six Rings postgame show?
No, you missed that. It was quick. I could see how you'd miss it. It was sort of a blink of the eye, a snap of the fingers. Those best three and a half minutes of my life right there with you last night. Excuse me? Pause.
Pause. Excuse me?
Patriots lose 20-13.
I want a refund!
Raiders. They led at halftime, so that was cool.
Was it?
No, not really, but they led at halftime. I mean, at least they led.
Did you feel like they were winning that? Like,
no.
Yes, they led at halftime.
No.
Did you feel like they were winning that game?
No, but I think their coach did because he preached you have to win the second half all week, and well, now he's mad because they didn't come close to winning the second half. Very weird game in a lot of senses. If you look at some of the statistics, you may talk yourself into the Patriots played well or the offense was better than it looks or Drake May was this. The Raiders came in and controlled the game. I thought Pete Carroll's team, Pete Carroll's new quarterback, his veteran journeyman Geno Smith, and his go-to guys, Brock Bowers, Jacoby Myers, they kicked your ass.
How come we can't get guys like
it's about
that?
Two. Well, you tried. I mean, or Jacoby Myers wanted out, and you could have maybe tried.
Do we know yet, by the way, where that call came from inside the house? Hey, Bill, let Myers go. Sign
No,
Juju.
That was a bad one. Juju, bad decision. Because Jacoby Myers, he's not a stud by any means, but he's better than what you have. Although, maybe we could argue that Kayshawn Booty is turning into that caliber
receiver. Jacoby's not a stud like a Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase level stud.
He's Hunter Henry at the wide receiver position.
He's a little better.
Except he answers questions.
Oh, he's not a dink?
And doesn't groan when someone asks him a question on the radio. Ugh. But that's what he is. You're going to, like, Jacoby Myers is that sort of 80 catch receiver, and that's good. Like, teams need that. Now, you're not going to win. He's not Jamar Chase or Justin Jefferson. You're not going to be the high flying offense.
He's not a game breaker.
But you would take him because those two guys beat you. They didn't. I thought the three guys that would beat you would be Brock Bowers, Jacoby Myers, and Ashton Jeanty. And Ashton Jeanty didn't beat you.
No, it was Brock Bowers, it was Jacoby Myers, and it was Geno Smith.
Again, Geno Smith, I know one of the popular narratives was like, hey, this Patriots team with Mike Vrabel looks a lot like last year's Patriots team with Gerard Mayo. I'll tell you one person it looked like that too, Geno Smith. He whooped you last year with Gerard Mayo running the show. He whooped you this year with Mike Vrabel running the show. And I think that's alarming to a lot of people, but I want to start things off where I am. I just told Jones and Keefe this. Nothing's changed for me. I picked the Raiders to win.
Mm-hmm.
I picked the Patriots to win 7 or 8 games.
Mm-hmm.
The Raiders won, and I still think the Patriots are going to win 7 or 8 games. Nothing is over. I will say I was a little bit...
Miffed?
Not miffed.
Perturbed.
No, I just, there was some disappointment, things you thought would be better, but then there were some things that I was happy with. I was happy with the young offensive line.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the final whistle.
No, well, that was good, too. It wasn't the most entertaining of football games.
No, it was
there was
not.
Certainly a lacklusterness to it. Not a lot to get excited about. And we're going to talk a lot about Drake May. We're going to talk to Drake May probably sometime after the 3 o'clock hour. 3:15, we're hoping to talk to Marcus Jones. He of a pass defense that, well, struggled. That allowed 360 to Geno Smith and couldn't do the old Belichick thing. Remember, we lived for years on take away the other team's best player, take away the other team's strength, make them beat you left-handed, make them do something else.
Walk out to the middle of the field and tell Chad Johnson, like, well, congratulations, we're going to W you all day today.
You didn't do that with Brock Bowers. I mean, the only thing that stopped Brock Bowers were his own hands, the drop in the middle of the game there, late second quarter, and then he got banged up and didn't return. Would he have returned if it were a different game?
Boy, wouldn't it be nice, though, to have, A, an elite offensive talent on your team, and then, B, have his factory-made Dollar General store clone ready to just roll right in, because Michael Mayer looked pretty damn good coming in relief of Brock Bowers.
Well, that's what happens. You get multiple first-round picks at the tight end position, so they were ready to go. The question I have for you is, were the Patriots ready to go? Because from my perspective, weren't ready to go. Now, whether that is you're not that talented, so you're not ready to go, or just the abundance of changes, new coaching staff and 50% new roster, reason you're not ready to go, or, I don't know, did they not prepare properly in the preseason? Were they not? Did they not get enough preseason action to get ready to go? Because that would be my takeaway. I thought you were going to lose, but I didn't think you'd look like you weren't ready under Mike Vrabel, and I didn't think you looked like you were ready starting with the quarterback.
I don't think they had the energy, the effort, the attitude, your EEA motto.
Yeah.
They did not bring out the heart style acronym to yesterday's game. This first weekend of football left me more comfortable than I thought it would with some of my preseason takes, like the Chargers might actually win the AFC West this year. They look pretty good in Brazil on Friday night. The Buffalo Bills, that looks like a team that can and just might compete for a Super Bowl after that last night.
What do you mean? They lost 40-25.
Oh, what happened? Oh, you went to bed?
I did.
Oh, man. You should check your fantasy team. Damn it. We'll get to that later. And also,
you got my beer? Where's my beer? You got my beer?
It's not. It has to go final tonight. Roma Dunze, he can still score 30 for me. Yeah. And then on top of it all, the Patriots are going to be a middling team that is going to start slower than people expected and gradually learn how to win together. Because, Andy, it's almost like the team that took the field yesterday, A, has a quarterback that still has not completed a full rookie season.
Or the easy passes.
He's 12 games into his professional career now and still is turnover friendly, which sucks out loud. And this team looked like a team that was rebuilt with $200-something million of free agents, a roster where they turned over more than half of the players and continue to cycle guys on and off the active roster, in and out of the practice squad as well. So much so that how could they possibly have any continuity when they don't play that many preseason games together? Greg Bedard says that it's one of the lightest camps that he's ever seen, and they're still getting to know each other. So how could they possibly be a fiery, cohesive, effective, efficient unit when they're not even done putting the team together? And Drake May looks like he's thinking and not playing. And that is the death of a quarterback to me.
So remember when we used to say the September was an extension of the preseason? That was fine when you knew you were going to win somewhere like 12 games. You're like, we'll win 12 games. Good year, we'll win 14. Bad year, we'll win 11 or whatever. When your best case scenario is probably to win, say, 8 or 9 games, you can't be giving away games in September as an extension of the preseason if you're truly trying to compete. And
why didn't Drake play more this preseason?
Because they managed it the way they wanted to manage it in terms of the reps in the joint practices and all of that. And Mike Vrabel, now we have an immediate reaction to this, and I don't even check the numbers, so I'm just going to trust the text line. 207, Vrabel is 6-19 in his last 25 games. Why is everyone so high on him? I think it's too early for that because we're going to get overreaction Monday here. There is no doubt about it because I'm hearing a lot of overreactions about Drake May. I'm hearing a lot of overreactions about Josh McDaniels. I'm hearing a lot of overreactions about Mike Vrabel. I'm hearing just overreactions in general. But certainly for Mike Vrabel to start questioning the direction of the New England Patriots one game in is concerning if I didn't think he was doing it. I thought Mike Vrabel at the post-game podium last night, that post-game was right after the game.
Yeah.
Not 3.5
that's
hours.
That's usually
later.
When the post-game should be.
Yeah.
Right after the game.
It's when he was at the podium and he was like, we'll see how we react to this and we'll see if we have the right leaders and right players and the right guys. And I'm like, wait, what are you, Are you questioning if you even have the right people on the roster? Are there more rats on the roster? Are there more people going to be asked to leave?
Wait, is this a setup then? Did he actually want them to lose week one so he could find out how his team responds to adversity?
Smoke out the rats? I don't know, but it was very strange to me that he seemed to have a overreaction in his own way to the loss. Like, it was funny because I believe it was the Giants game when he started to remind people, you know, we're in our first year here. It's our first training camp. This is going to take a while. Like, we're trying to turn things over. And then last night he was like, we got to figure this out. We're going to see what this team is all made of. Usually you don't have
that
reaction.
You're the one who's been remaking it with your buddy Stryker and Cowden for the last 7 months.
I thought it was a very strange reaction for him. It was not as level-headed, even-keeled. And to be fair, we are all learning Mike Vrabel, right? I remember Mike Vrabel, the player. I'm not going to pretend that I watched every Tennessee Titans game and post-game press conference. I don't know who Mike Vrabel is as a head coach.
But if you had to, though, surface level judgment or analysis, wouldn't you see that he would be kind of a braggadocious go for it? The way that he stands, he's a big guy, cocksure.
Like, that's the word I use for him.
Always.
I think that is the most appropriate use of that word.
Not confident. No, he's a cocksure guy.
Yes. I didn't know where you were going.
Once again, that would be cocksure.
I thought you were breaking up the word into things you're not allowed to break it up into. But we're going to learn how he reacts. Mm-hmm. Like, remember we got to the old school Parcells, because there's been a lot of comparisons. Mm-hmm. The most recent was Teddy Bruschi comparing Mike Vrabel to Bill Parcells.
And the 2001 Patriots lost the first two games. What happened to them?
They got the greatest quarterback in NFL history to fall into their lap.
How about the 2003 Patriots? They got smoked in Buffalo.
Yeah, they were one of the most talented rosters in the history of football. You got any other questions you want
to ask? No, I'm good, thanks.
You'll hang up and listen
to
the rest?
Yeah, I'll hang up and listen.
617-779-7937. We do want your active participation because I think it's key today to take the temperature of Patriot Nation. Are you comfortable? Are you overreacting? Are you still confident? Do you look at a game on the horizon and say, good news is we're not the Dolphins?
Yeah.
Because they quit on their coach. We might not be good, but they quit. And there is a difference between those two things. I think the team that's not good can beat a team that quit next week in Miami, although track record also says that Tua doesn't lose to the Patriots and struggle in Miami.
Yes.
A lot going on there, but that's next week.
It's
going
to be super hot, though. It should be encouraging that you are playing the Dolphins, coming off of one of the worst defeats in their franchise's history. They didn't make the Daniel Jones-led Indianapolis Colts punt. Like, it was like the Peyton Manning games, the Peyton Manning-led Colts of the early 2000s.
Who's the quarterback of the Colts?
Daniel Jones.
You didn't say Peyton Manning, did you?
No, Daniel. No,
you didn't say Andrew Luck.
I should have said, the guy that looks like microwaved Eli Manning, Daniel Jones. He's the quarterback.
And you know who some people are comparing the New England Patriots quarterback to of late? It's not Josh Allen. We can put that to bed.
Yeah.
Me? I made that mistake. I'm putting that to bed. It's not Justin Herbert, mm-mm, who went to San Paolo to beat Patrick Mahomes.
And by the way, and got the smoke show girlfriend, and now his life's coming together, and he looked awesome.
People are starting to compare Drake May to Daniel Jones, that you're that athletic, overdrafted, not that good, long-term, blah, blah, blah.
Are you kidding?
And I want to get all this Drake May talk and criticism out of the way, because it's going to get awkward around 3:30 or so when we're waiting for him to call in and we're ripping Drake May. And I don't want to rip Drake May, because I don't think he's worthy of ripping yet. It's not about ripping. It's about lowering your expectations. That's where I am, at least.
That's exactly.
Reining in my expectations for Drake May.
I've been saying this for a week.
Is he it?
We don't know yet.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I'm starting to put that away.
He may not be him.
I watched a game last night, well, the first half of it, and I saw him and it on full display with Lamar Jackson.
You quit on that game last night?
I fell asleep. I was tired.
I made myself stay awake for the whole damn thing, wondering how many different times the Bills could possibly get back to within a touchdown. If they have a chance, no. And there's another 80-yard Derrick Henry touchdown. And there's another miraculous Lamar Jackson play. By the way, remember when Robert Kraft said a couple of years ago, like, oh, Meek Mill told me that Lamar would like to come play for us. They could have easily just offered two first-round draft picks and a $200 million contract, and Lamar would be a Patriot. But I'm glad they chose not to, because obviously he washed.
I don't think he's washed. I think he'll be just fine. I think his running back will be just fine.
I'm kidding.
And I think those two teams probably are on course.
What you saw last night was
on course.
What you saw last night in Buffalo, and man, oh man, whatever Keon Coleman did in the offseason, there's your year two leap wide receiver right now. The guy looks like a completely different beast. But what you saw last night was A, flash forward, please, a preview of the AFC Championship, and two teams that are not just on the ascent, they're there. and they're going to be there for a while.
Correct.
And that's what you want your Patriots to get to. And it's going to take a long time. I'll get more into this in my three-point stance at 3 o'clock. But this is why I've been saying for weeks, don't judge sophomore year Drake May until mid to late October. He is still processing. He looks like he was going through, oh, what would Josh tell me here? Like, he's not reading and reacting. He's
100%.
He's just reading and thinking.
And Mike Vrabel acknowledged that. I've listened to Mike Vrabel 3 times in the last 24 hours. I heard him in the post game, heard him on the Greg Hill show this morning, and then his press conference today, so I don't remember exactly when. But somebody said, is there a concern that you're putting too much on Drake May's plate? And Mike Vrabel said, yeah, we need to figure that out. And I was like, whoa, you're acknowledging that publicly, that you do need to figure out whether you're putting too much on his plate? Because that's a criticism of Josh McDaniels and his offense, putting too much on the quarterback when they're not ready. It's a high-end offense that gives you all the answers, quote-unquote. Mm-hmm. But if you give a young quarterback all the answers, they all blend together into just more questions.
Well, how about we give him the 2008 offense where you just gave Matt Castle a little bit? And then you gave him a little bit more. And then you gave him a little bit more as opposed to, here's the offense. Like, you may just have to dole it out and rely. I know this probably is not fundamentally sound to Josh's mind, but you may just have to kind of let him wing it a little bit because he looks restrained.
And he talked about it. If you listen to Drake May postgame, he said something to the effect of early, there were a couple times I could have just let it go, and I probably should have just let it go. And they didn't get any explosive plays. X plays. Can we not call them X plays? I'm already annoyed with all the X plays. Explosive plays, big plays, whatever you want. The X thing is annoying me. The Raiders had plenty of them. They had five different guys with catches.
How about that touchdown pass to Trey Tucker? That was gorgeous.
They're pretty good. Actually, they're not. I don't know what I mean. They looked pretty good against you. I don't actually
think
they're
pretty
good.
But they have a good coach, and I think honestly, the marriage of Geno Smith and Chip Kelly may work. We may have seen like a preview of what a tough out the Raiders will be every week.
Did Fitzy just get jealous of Chip Kelly and Geno Smith?
I did.
Wow.
It was fun.
Today's a dark day.
That was dark. You're jealous.
You thought yesterday was dark over Gillette. You should have seen me at my house.
And Chip Kelly, good New Hampshire man.
Actually, it was better
good
to
UNH
be at the house
Wildcat.
Than the stadium.
But McDaniels, Drake May combo doesn't do it for you to the point where you're actually looking over there. That meme? Fitzy's that guy that's looking, his girlfriend's walking forward, and he's looking back at the other girl.
No.
And that's Chip Kelly and Geno Smith.
Yeah, or I'm the one like in bed.
Geno Smith.
In bed, like holding
Journeyman
the photo.
Journeyman Geno.
And then, like you see what you would think the photo would be Josh and Drake, and it's actually just Chip and Geno.
Where did all the goodwill go for Drake May? It wasn't that long ago that I was listening to Pete Schrager. Of course, he never played what does he know?
Right.
I'm listening to all these people tell me that Drake May might be the best quarterback in that class. He might have the most upside of any quarterback in the NFL.
He processes faster than anyone.
Did it look like he was processing faster than anyone?
No.
They kept selling us that in the broadcast. It was one of those protests too much a little bit.
Precisely.
His computer slowed down. Uh-huh. Run an update. Or take. You got to clean it out. Like, you got too many photos on it.
So it does. So it did look like it was a lot. Way too busy. You know what it is? It's too busy of a desktop, and that's slowing down the RAM.
Yeah. Well, Josh McDaniels, Mike Vrabel, and Drake May need to figure it out. We're going to try to figure it out here on WEEI Afternoons with your contribution, 617-779-7937. Give us a phone call. Give us a text. What did you think? 20-13 Raiders win the season opener in Foxborough. Mike Vrabel was not too happy. Drake May wasn't too happy. We'll see how he sounds after 24 hours to think about it when he joins us later in the program. Marcus Jones. That's all, folks. Marcus Jones will join us. It's a loaded day here on WEEI Afternoons. It's a Patriots Monday. The NFL season is underway. And unfortunately, the Patriots are 0-1. Talk about it next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
My feelings are always based on what I see every day and how hard they work and what they put into it. And I couldn't ask Drake to do more than what he's doing. He's trying, to understand exactly what we're doing. He's really trying to be as well-versed as he can on what we know from the Raiders. But just looking forward to going out there and watching him play and seeing our entire group out there together.
That was Josh McDaniels, Patriots offensive coordinator, late last week in Foxborough, talking about his star pupil, his pupil, Drake May, trying to do what they're asking him to, trying to learn the offense, trying. I am no Rich Keefe. I am not a dork. But I believe the little Yoda man once said, do or do not, there is no try. Certainly not in the National Football League when you're a franchise quarterback. Drake May's trying?
Perhaps study less. Nope. Study more,
nope.
Drake.
We're not doing that.
That's not a bad Yoda.
It's pretty bad,
that's
actually.
That's not
bad. He's trying? Is that good enough? Is that good enough that he's trying, or do I need him to actually?
I don't know.
Nope. Please stop trying. Do less, as they like to say. Be better. Anything that the liberals like to say.
Less is more.
Is it good enough to be trying in your second NFL season when you are the captain?
You had
starter?
The most yards from scrimmage of all human beings in college a couple of years ago. How can you go from an offensive wonderkind that lit the NFL draft on fire and had teams begging with you to trade up to now trying to figure out how to throw a pass?
Because he's thinking. That's just my whole theory. Yes. I think Drake May is the modern athletic, I just want to grip it and rip it, play ball. Yesterday, something I even praised him for early in the game, I think may be a bad thing. The Jalen Hurts slides. First time he scrambled to the right side, he's running. Oh, guy getting like within 3 yards, slide. Another one up the middle, guy getting within 3 yards, slide. Drake May wasn't doing that last year. And everybody's like, where's Drake May's athleticism? Where's his runs? Well, two reasons. I thought the offensive line was better. And for that reason, he wasn't running for his life quite as much as he was when he took over last year.
It wasn't perfect, but it was better.
Better. And therefore, he's not running for his life as much. And B, I think they've hammered into his head, protect yourself, slide, go down, don't get in harm's way, don't get hit. So I think that's one of those things that we need to keep an eye on. Is Drake May being constrained by the coaching and the offense, and do you need to let the stallion run? 617-779-7937.
Look at them phones.
Phone lines are lit up, so let's get to the listeners. Let's go to Justin in Washington. What's up, Justin?
Hey, gentlemen. I was hoping you could explain to me why Drake May looks like a chicken with his head cut off in the pocket instead of somebody that has, like, true presence like any of the elite quarterbacks have. And then my snarky comment here is, Mike Vrabel left Tennessee in massive dysfunction. So I don't think the Patriots have the best quarterback or head coach, even in the state of Massachusetts, with Dylan Lonergan and Bill O'Brien at BC.
Wow.
Thanks for the call, Justin.
Wow. Now, see, that will make someone or some people here at WEEI happy, because we have we do the coaches show and we have a large contingent of BC fans here and BC alum. At the same time, if our professional football team doesn't have a better quarterback or better head coach than the college football team that attracts very small margins of attention, then we are port screwed and tattooed blue.
Yeah, and as far as the in the pocket, pocket presence, chicken with his head cut off.
He's not a pocket passer.
No, it's also what we just... It's all so
Wait,
far.
Was that a real chicken?
So far, we've had a bad Yoda and a real chicken, and we're only 30 plus minutes into WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. But no, he's thinking. I think think less. I think he needs to play,
yes.
And you need to weave the thinking in. But the, I mean, we've heard it ad nauseum from coaches over the years. The more you think, the slower you play. You lose athleticism. You're thinking too much. Play 100 miles an hour. And Drake May said it yesterday in his post-game press conference. There were times I just need to let it go. And that could be a run,
why
too.
Is he afraid? Well, now, why is he afraid to? Because he thinks he's going to get a tongue-lashing from Josh? Like, the yes. read here was this.
Because like everybody in the world is like, you can't throw interceptions. You can't make mistakes. You can't take hits. You can't do this. How about, aren't you a big believer in, like, positive reinforcement?
Correct.
Has anyone told him, throw the damn ball down the field? Run by people. Make plays. There's a reason we drafted you with the third pick in the draft. There's a reason you're our franchise
you're
quarterback.
You're faster than most of the guys that are chasing you out there in the field. You can throw it further than
do
anyone.
Do you think they ever tell Josh Allen to not do something?
He's also Josh Allen.
No, but you want Drake May to be on some pedestal of top five, top 10 quarterback, make plays, do what you do. I think they're breaking him. Like Baker Mayfield's an example. I think somewhere along the line in Cleveland and Carolina and L.A. and wherever the hell else.
Actually, L.A. was the beginning of his rebirth.
You broke one of the most confident men college football had ever seen. You know the guy that was doing the suck it thing and stabbing things and gesturing benches?
He planted the Oklahoma flag in the center of the horseshoe.
They
That's
broke
as cocky
him.
As it gets.
They
well,
broke
it did.
Him.
But then what happened was, see, you mentioned the L.A. thing. When he gets cut from Carolina and on a Thursday, basically on a Tuesday night, he gets flown into L.A. and he starts Thursday night, McVay rebuilt him.
Yes.
And then he told him, like, you know what? You're
you
special.
Can do this.
You're sexy. You can do this.
Gosh darn it. People like
he
you.
He threw, I think it was like a dime to Van Jefferson with 20 seconds left to win that game. Point being, then he went to Tampa Bay and now he's an elite quarterback.
And that's where we need to get Drake May to, where he's confident.
Tampa?
He's cocky. He's got swagger. Because I think Drake
May
is cocky. I think inherently Drake May in his soul is cocky. Did he look cocky yesterday? Was there a hint of cockiness on that football field?
No. And can I?
That's a problem.
Can I follow up with this?
You broke him.
There was a great question this morning.
The diamond is broken.
Any diamond can be broken. You always said a diamond couldn't be broken.
I know, and then the guy
I think he's gotten a little slice of humble pie.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't want humble pie.
Hey, you know what humble pie is best served with, Stiz? Carolina barbecue sauce.
It sounds terrible. 617-779-7937.
It's a Belichick reference.
Let's go to Joe in the car. Baby. What's up, Joe?
What's up, guys? Yeah, Bob Kraft, the little snake. He's already thinking about his next head coach for next year, that little snake. And Josh McDaniels, don't tell Josh McDaniels that Brady's not over here. Like, Josh McDaniels needs to go away. That's my opinion. And the other thing, Fitzy, you said it. Like, the Dolphins, right? They got blown away. They looked bad last week. I mean, I wish they would play another team because you know the Dolphins are not going to play the way they played against the Colts. We already have a problem beating those guys in Miami. I mean, everybody was talking about this team, 8, 9, 10 wins. Well, wasn't yesterday one of those wins that we were counting on?
Yes, it was, Joe. Thanks for the call. That was
absolutely some.
No, that was a
dub.
When I had them, road win or loss yesterday.
When I had them at 10-7,
no chance. Now.
They had
no chance,
zero chance.
That was a. I told you last week.
You're
going to
beat the Ravens in December.
Hinge game. This was a hingent game. However, you want to use that made up word.
It's a portmanteau.
If you wanted to get to the high end of the spectrum, guess who? You know what? Brian Hoyer. We're going to ask him. Is he still in the 8-11 range? I bet you now he's 8-10.
Brian, I have a great idea for a segment with Hoyer. Brian, how surprised were you the Patriots didn't look good Sunday?
We're not doing the house surprise game. We leave that for others.
Oh, well, who's doing that?
Just different shows, different interviews, different people.
I should listen more.
617-779-7937. Let's go back-to-back Joes. Let's go to Joe and Melrose. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, very disappointing results yesterday. I mean, I think Patriots defense did a good job of getting some sacks and controlling the running game, but to give up 9 plays of 20-plus yards is pretty brutal. The points were okay, but I mean, it's just very disappointed in the offense's performance, particularly Drake May. Like, it, when you're up 10-7 at the half and you're getting the ball at the half, that's when you have to drive down and score a touchdown, put it like a stake through the heart of the other team. And to, like, just not do that is very disappointing. Looks like the Raiders started blitzing in the second half, and the Patriots either can't pick it up or their receivers can't uncover quick enough, and they don't have enough explosive playmakers to make you punish them for doing that. And I think that's what they're going to see the rest of the year, is a lot more blitzing, because you're supposed to blitz a young quarterback, and I hope Drake May is going to be able to like handle that in the future.
Thanks for the call, Joe. I love when callers stick to their subject line.
Yeah.
It said, very disappointed in the Patriots, and I think three different times in that conversation he said, I was very disappointed
in
what
they did. And he had salient points that pertained to both the game and took a nice little look towards the future.
Yeah.
I believe the team, as they continue to, you know, this is what, you know, they called it forged in Foxborough. So this is what they forged in the offseason.
I feel like this is bad steel or whatever.
This is a cheap knockoff. That's what it felt like at first.
It's aluminum.
There isn't any chemistry yet because they are still getting to know each other. There's been so much turnover. And again, the big point here, Drake May doesn't know how to win yet. You want to know why? Because he hasn't won yet. He's 1-11 as a starter.
So you have to win to know how to win, but you can't win without knowing how to win?
Correct. It's like.
How do you win?
You can't get this job without an agent. How do I get an agent? Well, you got to get an agent.
Yeah, this is.
It's one of those.
We're
overanalyzing its tail.
I do think we are overanalyzing this. I do think we're getting too big picture-y before Drake May even gets to 16, 17 games started. But I will say this. You know
this.
I was a massive Drake May fan coming out of college.
Oh, my. You and Sean both.
Absolutely.
Get a room.
I'm starting to have questions, concerns. The NFL comes at you fast.
You sure that's not overanalyzing?
No, it isn't. Because history shows us if you don't make the playoffs in the first 2 years, you're not really a franchise quarterback. Like, it just doesn't happen.
Yeah,
like,
or even Mac Jones made it first year.
So, but go back 25 years. Everybody tells me, well, it took 3 or 4 years for Josh Allen, except he was in the playoffs.
He was in the playoffs his second year.
For a team that hadn't gone to the playoffs in like 20 years.
Again, people forget conveniently that he was not very good the first half of the 2019 season, his second year in the NFL. And then halfway through that season, Daboll unlocked the Josh Allen that has now become a dominant force and a Hall of Famer and hope and maybe one day a Super Bowl champion.
And that's all a possibility with Drake May. But if you're not reassessing your expectations for Drake May at this point, you're stronger willed than I am. Because I just look at what he's done and what his growth has been and has not been in certain areas, and you have to at least pause. And not the usual way we use pause, just to pause to analyze what you're seeing, the information presented to you, because it is what it is. Like, not to steal Bill Belichick's line.
It is what it is.
Robert's line.
Thank you, Mr. K.
Anyone else's line. That was harsh earlier. Snake twice in one sentence.
Yeah. People are out on May. People out on Vrabel. People out on
everybody
ownership.
Wants to run everybody out of town. Do we want to push the reset button already?
Let me ask you this.
Because I don't.
As we go to break.
Although I like the Sellers kid out of South Carolina.
He's not bad. He's athletic. There's a couple other guys I wouldn't mind enticing as a free agent. This morning, when Curtis got through his slightly shorter version of on the road of a question and actually asked Vrabel if he thought winning
tremendous.
Was... tremendous. My God.
Long question, good question.
Oh, not even. The Vrabel's response
long question,
to it was,
what did it mean?
Yeah, if you could just shorten it up there for me,
I
guy.
Really, that was a long question. Just, can you shorten it down for me?
Can you tell me I have a long ramp, Curtis? Andy, when he got to the ultimate question of, do you think winning is important to Drake May? Is that a winner?
Yeah.
And Vrabel's response, like, that's worth unpacking.
Yeah, we can get into that. Now, the one thing I do feel good about is Drake May's desire to win. It's his ability to win that I question, but we'll dig into that. Drake May and winning that seems to elude him. How does he get there? Does he really want to get there? How does Mike Vrabel get him there? 617-779-7937. Patriots lose 20-13 to the Raiders on opening day. We're breaking it down here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Are you concerned at all about how important it is for Drake May to win? Do you think it's the most important thing for him?
God, I hope so. I mean, I hope winning is as important for everybody, and I want the best from everybody. I want a competitive spirit, and if I don't see that, you know, then we'll have to make decisions and changes at every level. I don't see that. I think that he wants to be at times perfect, and I need to get past that. We all have to get past that. You need to be precise and not perfect. And if you make a mistake,
that was Mike Vrabel on the Greg Hill Show this morning. And Mike Vrabel joins the Greg Hill Show every Patriots Monday throughout the year, brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading financial option for New England businesses and the families that power them. Northeastern Savings Bank, upgrade to local, member DIF, FDIC. And that was an interesting question and answer from a guy who once said he would, well, cut off his junk to win a Super Bowl. Like, that's how invested he is on trying to win. And the question about Drake May and how invested he is in trying to win, wanting to win. And I do think there's something to be said. I've talked about this. Modern quarterbacks and the air about them, and do some of them want to accumulate stats more than they want to
make
win games?
Pro Bowls? See what they're, are they more concerned with, not to go down this bizarre Jetsian road, even though, well, the Jets put up 32 yesterday. But are they more concerned with their Madden ratings than...
Yes.
They're Canton bona fides.
And the guy that is a perfect example of that weird world and perceptions and realities is a guy that Drake May has been compared to at times, Justin Herbert, who has now gone, 5 years in the NFL with not doing a whole hell of a lot of winning, and people just saying, he's so good. Adam Schefter, 4 years ago, said, this guy's a Hall of Famer. He's going to Canton. And it was it felt so premature. And it was based totally on basically physical ability and stats, putting up good games. Not
Can I bet on whether he makes it though? I'd like to.
Okay,
I bet he does.
Well, and he might, but he wasn't going to do it if he never won a damn thing.
No, he's made it to the playoffs.
The guy before him was a great stats accumulator who won nothing. His name was Philip Rivers.
And
is he going to Canton?
Yes,
we'll see. We'll see.
I think so.
Because you know who's struggling? Eli Manning. We'll see if Eli Manning.
Well, because everyone knows Eli sneaky sucks.
But it's this balance of winning versus accumulating stats. And I do think it stems from the AAUification, for lack of a better word, that I always use, of the modern 7-on-7
For those of us not in AAU athletics. that means?
Well, like the NBA world where they're all looking out for themselves. They're not trying to win games.
Gotcha.
They're trying to promote themselves, score points, get to the next better team, college.
I'll get back to you, Coach, on what I needed to do to win Sunday. I have a meeting with my branding team at 3 to go over my new logo.
Signature shoe we're talking about here and those things.
I'm getting a sauce at Taco Bell.
That's the culture. That is the absolute culture. One guy that I think flies in the face of that culture is Jalen Hurts, and I think sometimes we struggle with it. I think Jalen Hurts just wants to win.
Yep.
He's a sourpuss, weird emotion, but I think he just wants to win. I truly think that Jalen Hurts is happy to complete 12 passes and win the game, whereas I think there's other guys that want to win the game, but they also kind of want to complete like 27 passes for 330 yards to win the game. And where Drake May is on that, I'm not judging yet. But his coach just kind of acknowledged he better want to win, because if not, then I'm going to get somebody else in here who does.
How quickly into meeting somebody or working with somebody do you kind of get the idea, like, this guy wants to win or this guy has winning vibes versus, like, ooh, front runner, or I don't know if you know what I mean? Like the electricity, the personality, well, like the warmth of a room.
I think early on you get a vibe, but in big sports, the money changes everything. And if you remember, Vrabel alluded to that this summer when he was talking about Gonzo. Mm-hmm. He was asked a question and he brought up like the balance between making the player money and an individual accomplishment and doing what's best for the team and doing what the team needs and kind of showing the player how those two worlds can blend together in a working relationship. It's really no different for the quarterback, right? The quarterback, how do you want to win? They didn't run the ball yesterday. I thought they'd run the ball better yesterday, that kind of thing. You know, is it great that you threw it 46 times or whatever the hell? No, it isn't. Mike Vrabel said that. No, not a great way to play.
Would it make you feel any better if I told you that thus far, according to your favorite website, Pro Football Focus, the highest graded Patriot yesterday was also their most handsomely rewarded? Milton Williams.
Milton Williams was their highest rated player. Interesting. That's interesting.
How about that?
Yeah. I mean, I like it. I don't know if I would necessarily agree with it. Kayshon Booty did seem to do a pretty good job.
Yes, he did.
Feels
he
like
also
he graded high.
And also reminded everybody at his morning avails that he was going to be a first round draft pick.
617-779-7937. Back to the phone lines. Let's go to Paul in Westfield. What's up, Paul?
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. What's up, Paul?
Hey, you bring up, I think, a key point that people forget. You know, when I was getting into high school, we had to get out and put a dime or a quarter in a phone booth and turn the wheel to get four-wheel drive, you know, 25 years ago. And when you bring up, are they more concerned about their image, advertising, and money, I would have to say to bring in a major element and then add the money. It's what they wrote plays about, you know, emotion and drama, Romeo and Juliet, Shakespeare. And of course it affects them. And that's when we find out who's the poser and who's the one that's been chosen. You know, the people who talk a good game and the people who can do a good game. And Drake sounds smart. And in fairness to him, it was one game. But there's two quick things I want to say about that game. There was two separate halves. And in the second half, you know, Carroll came out and had made adjustments. And but Joe said pass rushing and throwing them off bounds, you got to have countermeasures for that because he didn't stand a chance in the second half.
Thanks for the call, Paul. Sorry, I know you didn't get to round two, but call back again. We love your takes. Although I'm hoping this isn't a Shakespearean tragedy when it comes to.
Please use your time as efficiently as we can.
That's a great call, Stiz.
Well done.
Thank you, Coach Vrabel, for aligning with that. But
something is rotten in Denmark.
I do think this is an issue. I mean, the money and the motivation. Wasn't there a certain baseball player that was in this town that was as good a hitter as we've seen in about a decade?
Mm-hmm.
And he was awarded with a $300 million contract.
Mm-hmm.
And then somewhere along the line, the organization, including the manager, the chief of baseball operations, and the owner all realized, oh, this guy's not really committed to the Boston Red Sox.
Yes, there was a time.
Like, that's a lesson you learn, and you have to learn it the hard way sometimes. When you hand somebody $300 million, I'm pretty sure that's called life-changing money, right? Like, perspectives change, right? So, like, Jaylen Brown. There were people that wondered how he'd react to his Supermax deal, and he went out, and he was awesome, and they helped win a title, right? Like, that, but you just never know until it happens. You try to project it. You think you... Right. You just said when you meet a guy, do you know? Well, yeah, you think you know. But do you really know?
And then sometimes you need to have pancakes in Kansas City.
And then you say, this guy's not really a Boston Red Sox material.
And I'm going to get rid of that salary no matter how many Jordan Hickses I got to take on.
And You mentioned it that Drake May, you know, we'll find out how good he is, like the second half. Guess
what? He's just super,
we don't know. He doesn't know. Nobody knows.
What if he's just really good? Like, what if all the winning he did in high school and the winning he did early on in college?
Well, he
just
never really won in college.
Well, I mean,
he said, story of my career, we'd win a few games, and then the game we really need to win to be top 10, we'd lose.
Like 9-3. That feels pretty desirable right about now, considering the Patriots are, let's see, they are. Oh, 8-27 over their last two plus seasons.
But he wasn't a transformational talent.
No.
A lot of the other guys in his draft class transformed their organizations, right? Jaden Daniels won a national title.
All of you.
Penix took them onto the national stage.
Bo Nix, national stage. And you Drake May pump up guys. J.J. McCarthy.
He was the least winning of all the quarterbacks that were available.
And all y'all on the text line and the call in and even you were like, J.J., why would you want J.J. McCarthy? Because he wins.
Yeah, so did Trevor Lawrence till he stopped.
And you know what? Trevor Lawrence is going to win all over again because he's got
Duval. 617-779-7937. Breaking down a Patriots opening day loss, 20-13. Drake May. The present, the future, what is in store for your franchise quarterback? We'll continue to take your phone call, 617-779-7937. But up next, it's time for the three-point stance, and at 3:15, hopefully Marcus Jones. In my three-point stance, I'm going to tell you which superstar NFL player is actually underrated. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.